Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Friday night 21st century prayer meeting, and we have been waiting for you. We have prepared this sacred space just for you, and we couldn't begin until you got here, because you have a very integral part to play at the party tonight, and we couldn't have this meeting without you. So please just sit down now and get comfortable and prepare to be free. Prepare yourself to experience the freedom of being in a place of unconditional love, a place where nothing else matters except loving and being loved, a place where everything that you are is just what it is supposed to be. There is no judgment here, no condemnation. There are no rules or regulations. There are just divine principles and laws of love in operation here. The divine laws are part of the mother's field of energy that holds everything together. These laws are purpose, intent, as without, so within, as above, so below, balance and polarity, giving and receiving, attachment and detachment, unification, transmutation, instantaneous transmission, dispensation, attraction and repulsion, elimination, and completion and continuity. And if you would like to study these universal laws, you can take classes on Blog Talk Radio at In Light Radio with Linda Dillon. Tonight, we're going to look at the third step of manifesting your purpose. For knowing your purpose is the first universal law of being. We've already looked at step one, which is the will to do, and step two, which is perception and beginning to know the idea. And as a reminder, let us just continue the purification of your mental vehicle from the ages and the ages of imperfect accumulations. And just relax now and allow the golden flame from Sunat Kamara to continue to pass through your brain's consciousness and allow you to let go of all of your human concepts of the ages. Just listen to Cassiopeia again, the Elohim of the second ray on clarification. Dear ones, beloved hearts, truth can be a discomforting presence. So many of mankind seeking knowledge and wisdom and education seek only to confirm what their own human concepts have taught them. Are you aware when you read something or hear something that seems to confirm some of your human concepts and you feel justified in believing what you believe about yourself or about others or about the world? And yet, when you come into the presence of the Masters, we shine the light upon it and we say, let go, let go, let go of that concept. It is not true. And it is our service to you to bring you the pure and neutral, uncolored cosmic truths, which if you can receive them, they will give you your eternal freedom to be who you really are and therefore be able to fulfill your divine purpose. In the Bible, it says, be still and know that I am God. This stillness to quiet that mental part of yourself, that part of yourself that jumps from thought to thought, jumps from fear to doubt, to confusion, to wondering, to anxiety, maybe even depression, to feeling like you're not able to energize your will to do, much less begin to understand the concept that there is a divine plan and purpose for you that only you can do, and you already have the power to do it within you. And we will assist you to bring your divine purpose out through your mind with a divine idea. And in order to see this divine idea in clarity, your mind must be brought to stillness. That point of stillness, when the pendulum of the clock rests for a moment before swinging down again to the other side. That point of stillness when the ocean rests for a moment before bringing the tide back in. That point of stillness when the night rests to allow the sun to break the dawn. That point of stillness when your heart rests before its next beat. For within that point of stillness is all of the power of the universe to burst upon your consciousness the fullness of the divine idea that is yours and no one else's. This divine idea is a divine code of empowerment that utilizes the vast cosmic hierarchy of the angels and the divas, the elementals, the cosmic controllers and the district managers, the division generals with armies of dedicated workers that are working just for you. And when you pull back and wonder if you're able, they stand down in corporate disbelief, and they wonder why you do not know that all of them are ready, willing, and able to do it. They only need your will to do to get them in motion. So tonight, let us enter into that stillness. Be still and know the divine idea that is you. Be still and know that this idea was premeditated and prescribed especially for you. No one else can do it. No one else can empower it for you. But we will help you this night to still that agitation in your thoughts and feelings so that we can anchor into your mind your divine idea which you may now take home, embody it, nourish it by contemplation in order for it to begin to manifest. And as you purify your mental body, as we shine the light into those human concepts that need purification, this purification will protect your divine idea so that it is not dissolved or literally devoured by those many human concepts that have been created here upon your earth that are motivated by slavery and greed. Most human concepts do not encourage or even allow any freedom for the human soul. Most human concepts are created to keep that soul imprisoned in uniformity rather than allowing unity in diversity. Your mental body is the receptive consciousness into which the pattern of the divine idea is perceived and accepted. And when the divine idea is grounded, then your great creative power will begin to act in a controlled, channeled, and rhythmic manner. It will begin to create a force field around your divine idea that will begin to cut out of the universal light the pattern that is necessary to enable the form to become a manifest expression. And then the mental body will begin to summon your feelings and emotions to nourish this pattern and design. And to the extent that you allow your love energies to fill the pattern, this will determine how long it'll take to actually be fully in form and how long it will last in that divine form. And it will also determine the blessing that your idea, your own personal unique idea, will be to the rest of your human, fellow human beings here upon the earth. So take this time right now to be still and allow the form to begin to take shape before your very eyes. Let your consciousness now see clearly the pattern of your divine idea. Allow your idea that you have received from the heart of the mother to be filled with the actions of the activities of the angels and the divas, the fairies and the earth elementals, and just see them working furiously to fill the pattern with the ionized quanta of light, specifically in the form of your idea. And be confident in your own capacity to will to do and to perceive and receive the pattern in the full faith and expectation that this is not just a happenstance. This is in the perfect divine order of all things. It is mathematically accurate and scientifically possible. And as you become the law incarnate of your own individual unique idea, you are creating a blessing for all mankind. For within you is the kingdom of God, with access to all of the kingdom of heaven, to all of the seven spheres and 12 dimensions. So all of the creation now awaits your recognition and acceptance of your mission. The divine pattern of your plan is held like a holy grail within your holy Christ self within you. And you can be confident that the one who made you and has sustained you for all of these years, who gives you the very breath of life that you breathe and is the spark that beats your heart, wants this for you more than you do. So begin to offer to give a certain amount of your time each day to the creation of this one idea. Arrive on time and rhythmically provide nourishment of your love for the form of your idea. And allow the rhythm of your own heartbeat and that of your own breath to work together to create the physical form of your idea. The rhythm which you establish will determine the symmetry, the beauty, the accuracy, the efficiency, and the general perfection of your magnificent design. And as you will to do and clarify the pattern, and you begin to release all of the love from your heart into the form, releasing your love energy, feeling the idea, feeling the blessing your idea is going to bring to the earth, and feeling the intensity of the builders of form who are waiting to bring this to pass for you, you will know and feel deep within yourself that you are doing right action. You are being true to yourself. You are establishing the kingdom of God here upon the earth. And you will feel jubilant. You will feel peace. And you will feel secure. And you will be able to go from this place tonight in the full assurance that you are walking in a perfect field of divine energy, surrounded by all of the creative beings of your plan. And you will walk right into the form and be the form and fulfill your plan here on earth. Now let us hear from Orion, the Elohim of Love. He is the Elohim of the third ray, the divine love who comes to us from the great central sun and who has empowered the divine idea of our own sun and our solar system with his love in every form here on earth, from the great purple mountain's majesty to the tiniest elemental quark. He has created with his love. Each of these forms has and is sustained by the word of the power of love. For without love, the entire creation would fall apart. Love keeps the planets in their orbits. Love is the fuel of our human body. Our human body was never supposed to be subject to disintegration or disease. And Orion says to you, let my stream of energy, the power of love, the vibrant pink ray, now shine within your heart. Every form that you see has been created through the energy of my love. Divine love is the magnetism that attracts the elements to come together, and it is the cohesive glue that holds everything together. Now be still and allow my penetrating pink flame of love to begin to dissolve through spiritual alchemy any pressures from any negative energy that might still be within your feeling worlds, deeply embedded in your memories. These pressures are caused by the records of many unhappy experiences of the past, which have formed scars within your etheric memory body. These wounds and scars burst open again and again upon the slightest provocation, sending forth the poison of the past, enmities and feuds and misunderstandings and violations and broken trust and lies and abuses into your creative energy fields, recreating the pain and the affliction of your past Just be still now and allow me to dissolve these memories. Let me purify them with my stream of the ray of pink love, streaming forth in vibrant pink to pull the memory from your etheric body now. Many of you know not what you are carrying around within you, buried deeply within the realms of the subconscious, that realm where atrophied memories of every experience of every life you have ever lived up to the present moment is stored. But every millisecond, the builders of form in the God-free realms who guard and govern the destinies of world cycles shudder as they view the tormented and distorted forms of the once perfect creation that you were, who came here just to play and got caught up in all of the malevolent creations of the imposters. However, these divine administrators of the divine plan work tirelessly to present opportunities to the scarred and hurt ones to be healed and set free from all false guidances and all evil manipulations, just as I am presenting this opportunity to you right now. For all of us want only for you to be free, to be your truest authentic self and manifest the pure divine idea, which is your purpose for this time. We present these new opportunities over and over and over again to make things right. No longer allow those repressed feelings of rebellion and buried hates from the past to destroy the fellowship and cut you off from the love of the life streams who have been put together with your life stream for your happiness. Now let your heart be bound together with all other life streams now in wondrous love. This minute I blaze and blaze and blaze into, through, and around you the most concentrated action of pure divine love, increasing its intensity and pressure until it pushes out all evil and hate. And it will be impossible for you to ever retain even the tiniest moment of the memory of any past hurt or grievance. Accept this now and be free. This is the gift of love which I bring to your heart and your world right now, if you will accept it. And now rest in my love. My love is kind. My love is never ending. My love is safe. My love is forgiving. My love is pure. My love is true. My love is blameless. My love is unconditional. My love for you is forever and ever. Amen. I am Orion, Elohim of the third ray. And now that your love is purified and your love is now free to be channeled into your divine idea in order to bring about the manifestation, just begin right now to practice. Practice by creating a laser beam of love, purified love, free from all boundaries, any injury of the past or fear of the future. And now send this laser beam of love into your divine idea. And do this faithfully until next week at this time, when we will look at the fourth step to manifest what you want in your life. And until then, this is Marcy Ann saying aloha. Aloha in the ancient Hawaiian language means to be happy with. And I am happy with you.